Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 455. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Idle Lips. That song is called Waiting to Die Around, and it's on the new album Street Values. It came out June 1st on Wanda Records. That's a band from Chicano in Italy. I know nothing about them other than that album is a whole lot of Turbo Negro, a whole lot of New York Dolls, just some sleazy rock and roll, and you know that's what I like here on the Too Much Rock Podcast. I've got lots of music for you this week. All of it's good, and all of it is very, very different. So you need to open your mind, sit back, relax. You're going to find something you like here. Let's start things off this set with a band called Diners. The song is called 15 on a Skateboard.
Verse for the folks in Russia. Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started that set off with a band called Diners from Phoenix, Arizona. The song is called 15 on a Skateboard, and it's on the band's album 3, which came out a couple years ago, September 16th of 2016, on Asian Man Records. That band is currently on tour, playing in Kansas City just a few nights ago. Unfortunately, I was at another show and couldn't make that, but I did want to highlight that band because that song is great, and the album is really good, too. It kind of sits in that indie pop world of Jens Lehmann or Sweet Babu, that's a good place to be. After that, we heard from Heidi Lynn Gluck with the song Good Guys and Bad Guys. That is on her new Too Much Rock 7-inch called Party Line. That comes out August 3rd, next Friday, and of course on Too Much Rock. That is originally a Camper Van Beethoven song, but if you knew the original, you wouldn't recognize it from that cover. It's a very different take on that song that is normally upbeat and a lot of a party. There's not a lot of party in that one, but I am totally in love with it, and incredibly biased as well. And then we ended that set off with the Rolling Stones. That song is called Plundered My Soul, and it's on the 2010 version of Exile on Main Street, one of the deluxe versions that came out in 2010, and that is a bonus track that was not quite finished for that album. And then in 2009, a few overdubs happened, and then in 2010, that was released. And I do enjoy that one, and I did pick up Exile on Main Street for the first time ever, which is a bit odd for somebody who is middle-aged, right? Everyone should have owned that already. Anyway, that's kind of how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into some more music here. This is something brand new for you. This is Octagonally Yours with the song Hope in Your Eyes.
Oh,
I warned you we were going to be covering a lot of ground in this week's podcast, and that last set there proved it. Ending things off there with the Blues Busters. And that song's called There's Always Sunshine, and that's on a new compilation called BMN, Ska and Rock Steady Always Together, just released on Dubstore Records. But that single came out in 1967. That band based out of Montego Bay in Jamaica. They've been around for a while, but in 1961 went on tour with Sam Cooke, figured out that soul was what was going to make the world go around, changed up things a little bit, and came back and brought that very rich soul with that wonderful rock steady rhythm, and I'm a big fan of that. And that compilation is a nice collection of things released on the BMN label between, I think, 64 to 68, something like that, kind of the golden age of rocksteady. Before that, we heard from Octagonally Yours. The song is called Hope in Your Eyes, and it's on the album OY and Hi-Fi. Just came out July 20th on Joyful Noise Records. That is a project of P. Hicks and Rob Crow. If you're not familiar with the backstory there, the Octagon was a very cheap sort of synthesizer of sorts that played, allowed you to play and rearrange loops that existed, made by Mattel. And that band started as a way to use that instrument and write new songs. Well, this particular album, they've gone back and found the original tapes that were used to make the snippets that were originally put in the device, gone back to those tapes, used those, and so hi-fi. So everything you hear there is just pre-recorded bits, all rearranged and made in wonderful, wonderful songs. And it's ingenious and smart, and it's very fun to listen to. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 455. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. On Sunday, Stephen Malkmus is playing at the Record Bar. On the 30th, Spindrift is playing at Riot Room. 31st, Agent Orange is at the Record Bar. August 1st, Erasure is at the Uptown. Deaf Heaven is at the Granada on the 4th, or Other Americans are playing Rhino at the 4th. Or Heidi Gluck is playing at Mills Records at 6 o'clock on the 4th. And so that's an early show, free, all ages. Come out, celebrate the launch of her new Too Much Rock single. On the 6th, Thelma and the Sleaze is playing at the Riot Room. On the 8th, Dentist is playing at the Replay. On the 9th, Heidi Gluck is celebrating at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence, another all ages show there. On the 16th, Smashing Pumpkins at the Sprint Center. 17th, Life and Times are at the Record Bar. The 24th, Emmeline Twist has a release show at the Record Bar. I guess I mentioned Abigail Williams has a show on the 23rd at Riot Room, and that gets your black metal on there. The 25th, I think John Vanderslice still has a show in Kansas City, Secret Location. On the 29th, the Molochs play the Voltaire, and I'll have something from their new album next week. And that takes us through August. On the website, not a whole lot new there. There are photos, video, and soon my comments, I guess, of the Lawrence Field Day show with High Westis, the Dead Girls, Deco Auto, Hannah Norris, Duncan Barnett, and LK Ultra. So I think that may be the only new thing on the website there. Maybe by the time you get this, there will be photos of that Lemuria and Dusk and Katie Ellen show as well. Anyway, one track left for you here. This is a track by Party Fridge from Kansas City. They've got a brand new album out today. It's called All These Songs Are Happy Songs. Spoiler, they don't sound like it. This song is called My Head on a Plate. I don't know, in a lot of ways is one of the more traditional songs on here, a lot more indie rock, a lot more speaking to the band's love of cap and jazz than some of the more straightforward emo tracks that are also included on this 8-song album. So anyway, we're going to end things here. This is Party Fridge. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.